You know, my personality is such that, and it might be narcissistic in a way, you know, I wouldn't discount that. I'm not saying I'm narcissist, but I'm saying that what I'm getting ready to say probably sounds narcissistic, but I can't help it. It is what it is, you know. What I'll do is I'll get on a topic or a subject or a job or a, hate to say it, friendship or whatever, and you get to know the person or the situation or the trade, learn a new trade, you know, it might be learning programming or learning something, and then I just move on to something else because I get bored easy. And I think it has to do with the IQ, because my IQ is like in the top 2%. I'm not a genius, but I'm in the top 2%. Like my IQ is like 134, 135. And so I get bored easy. I mean, I really get bored fast. I learn what somebody believes, I learn what somebody teaches, and then I move on to the next level. I'm actually bored. I'm really bored with AI now. I actually trained AI to think like me. And I could write 10 books right now, but I just get bored. I get bored with it. I'm so bored with 3D, you just don't have a clue. This 3D reality, to me, is just a repeat. Every day, every conversation, everything that I see, I've seen before. Even this new thing that I just came across today, I'm actually getting ready to just, I'm going to be just working. My goal now is I'm just going to work 12-hour days, 6 days a week, and on Sunday, just take it easy and chill. There's always something new down the pipe, just like this new thing that I found today. I'm going to watch some podcasts on that, but eventually I'll realize that it's the same. We've already seen it before, you know, and kind of give you a hint of what it is these autistic people who can't talk, they're saying, there's a lady, it's called, what is it called? What did they say that podcast? It's called telepathy. I forget what it's called, but I think I posted the link on my community channel. I'm actually bored with remodeling, but I'm just focused on it. I'm gonna just try to treat it like artwork, you know, turn it into art or something. I'm actually bored with this place. I think about it, 6,000 rideshare conversations, 40,000 sermons, 10,000 subscribers, multiple jobs, 120 jobs. I've seen all the fractals, and I'm sure you have too, if you've experienced enough stuff. With all the podcasts, you've heard it all. Yeah, there's some new fantastic stuff that they're talking about. Aliens, the autistic people that can't speak, they're reading minds. And I mean, there's some fantastic stuff out there. But it's really nothing new. You still got to eat. You still got to sleep. You still got to pay the bills. You still got to take care of yourself. The only thing that's really interesting to me that keeps me interested is studying health stuff like magnesium and potassium and MCT oil and experimenting with different things. I'm microdosing some stuff just to create the blood flow. The medical stuff to me is the only thing that I don't get bored with nowadays. Everything else is just boring. I guess what I could do is try to slowly move into being a contractor where I just hire people to do stuff for me and then just turn that into like a business, buy and sell houses or something, remodel them. But even that would get boring because you'd have the same problem. The whole thing is boring. Changing a tire is boring. Going to eat's boring. I would rather not even have to eat. I would rather, and maybe that's what I'll do. I'll do 1 meal a day for a while and just spend, instead of just spending my time worrying about eating, I'll spend all my time accomplishing my goals. 1 meal a day, 2 boiled eggs in the morning, 1 meal a day, and be done, you know? But this place is so boring, it's not even funny. Aren't y'all tired of this place? Aren't you ready for heaven? I guess there could be heaven on earth, and that's what I do. I try to learn all I can. Just learn everything I can, and you know, I try to help people, I try to win souls. I try to teach people to think outside the box. And if you can start to think like a holographic fractal mindset, which you already have, you already do, you just don't know it. But if you start to think holographically, you'll look around and say, oh, I've seen that before. There's no space, there's no time, it's all happening now. There's nothing new under the sun. What you'll find out is it's all worship. It goes back to 2 things. Worship and love. Love your neighbors, yourself. Worship God. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbors, yourself. That's it. The golden rule. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. And one thing you can do is make sure you keep your boundaries and you know what triggers you, right? So set up some boundaries and work hard to be free, so that you don't have to fall into some kind of fake reality bubble with somebody. Some of the fake reality bubbles are obvious, you know, laziness, fake reality bubble. Greed, fake reality bubble. Why is laziness a fake reality bubble? Laziness is a fake reality bubble because why? Because your body's meant to move. Part of the reason people are lazy is because they eat too much sugar. Gluttony, fake reality bubble. You're eating too much. You don't need to eat that much. Greed, fake. Why is greed fake reality bubble? Greed is a fake reality bubble because God is going to take care of you. Scarcity is a lie. Now, getting out of debt, that is a true reality bubble. So if you can get out of debt and work towards that, you'll be better off. You won't fall into greed, right? Some common fake reality bubbles that we all believe is you think the grass is greener on the other side, and it's probably like 1,000 times worse, to be honest with you. Like one of the channels I watched recently, she was talking about something. What was she saying? She's a high level thinking person. What did she say? And she just laughed. Anyway, when you attack others, you're attacking yourself. When you hurt others, you're hurting yourself. When you're not building up, you're tearing down. When you're not progressing, if you're just stagnated, you're not. There's no such thing as being stagnated. It's just you've got to keep pushing to the next level. And stagnation will kill you faster than anything. Stagnation is, it's kind of like, okay, when you go look at a river, right? When you go look at a stream or river, you see the water moving, right? So let's say you go look at one and the water's just sitting there. Are you going to drink that water? No. You're not going to drink that water. And so, if I was better at communicating, if I was more refined, I don't even care about that though. If I was more refined and better at communicating, I could explain this fake reality bubble to the hilt, and it would change your whole worldview. If I was a better communicator, which I'm not too bad about it. If I was a better communicator though, I might be able to show you this fake reality bubble is huge. You see people online, right? You think you see somebody, you follow them, you think you love them. I've had people think they love me, and you probably do. I mean, there's some probably subscribers as a brother in Christ. You love me, and I love the brothers and sisters in Christ. But I'm talking about until you around them, rubbing shoulders with people, you don't really know them. And some people you think are saved are not really saved. And some people who you think are real are not even real. And some people are so mentally unstable that you wouldn't want to be around them for 5 minutes in the real world. I mean, I rub shoulders with all kinds of people on a daily basis. And you can rub shoulders with somebody and they look so nice, and then all of a sudden a week later they say and do something that just blows your mind. This happens almost every day in my life. I see it all the time. It's like you're talking to somebody in the course of business and everything's going smooth, and then something, the glitch in the matrix, and they lose their cool, or they lose their mind, or they say something that you know is so convoluted that you just have to walk away. Just have to walk away. And so, my only advice is to get the knowledge. Make sure you line it up with Scripture. If it don't line up with the Bible, throw it in the trash. My background is pretty much the fundamental independent Baptist without the legalism. I mean, I believe in rightly dividing that word. And if you've never heard of Clarence Larkin, just Google it and look at his diagrams. Order the book. Order the book. It's called Dispensational Truth. Download it, order it, buy it on Amazon, wherever, and study that book for about 3 years. And compare it with Scripture, and your whole world's going to change. And you're not going to be the same. Because what you're doing, here's what's happening in reality. So you're born in this place, and there's so much gray area, and he said, she said, what's the truth? Who's telling the truth? This, that, and other. You take and you rightly divide the word of truth, and you start to separate the wheat from the tares. And I'm not necessarily talking about people, but I'm talking about truth. You start to separate what they're saying. I'm not judging people, but what they're saying is wheat foolishness, or what they're saying is truth wisdom. And you start to separate the wheat from the tares, and you see what's real. And you notice that 98% of the people in the world are in delusion. Everybody's in a fake reality bubble. And then as you really meditate on it long enough, it's like when the world lets them down, they're all bent out of shape and shocked. It's like, what do you mean? The world has been a lie the whole time. Why are you letting it go? Look, it's going down. It's going down to hell. It has been going to hell. Hell in a handbasket. It's going down to hell so fast, it's not even funny. So why let it upset you? I got this dude stalking these apartments across the street. And I'm sitting here thinking, maybe he's an Uber driver. This place has been going down forever. Why does it shock you? It's getting worse and worse. The Bible said it would get worse. Why is it even a shock? I'm over here. Scoping out the situation on the porch that I'm trying to smooth the concrete out. I'm experimenting with different concrete. I'm just kind of seeing how it's... how it's looking. It don't look that great, but it looks better than it was. So find you a hobby. My hobby is remodeling. I didn't know this would be my hobby, but it is my hobby, and I'm really happy about it. I really enjoy this. This is better than YouTube. This is better than, definitely better than going to a bar, which I never did anyway. It's better than watching TV. It's better than listening to music. Painting, remodeling, carpentry work, organizing, cleaning. You know how much fun you can have with cleaning? If you really get addicted to cleaning, and I'm not talking about like cleaning your house, I'm talking about like cleaning up your yard or cleaning up a space or, you know, making things more organized, you know? You know how addictive that becomes? That's a good addiction. That's a good addiction. I'm trying to see if I'm being gang stalked. I got some kind of tracker on my car, I think. Because I see everywhere I go, I see some weird stuff. And also see these airplanes, where propeller airplanes going, falling wherever I'm at. And I think it might have to do with, it started when I started talking about the fake reality bubbles. So the narcissists create a fake reality bubble for you. You create your own fake reality bubbles. We all have done it. We think your one fake reality bubble just came to mind. We think your family's going to be there. All you think your mom and dad or grandparents are always going to be there. No, they're going to die. You think you're not going to die. That's a fake reality bubble. You think you don't need to prepare. You always need to prepare. You think that somebody's going to save you. You've got to, you know, Jesus saves you spiritually, but other people around you, you don't need to depend on them. You need to, if they are helping you, you need to help them help you. Or they need to help you help them. It needs to be a teamwork, and everybody, this laziness is a fake reality bubble. Your body needs to be moving. Your mind needs to be active. You need to learn a new skill, a new trade, or a new hobby, or whatever. Sitting there playing video games is a fake reality bubble. This whole thing about worshiping any kind of man-made system, that's a fake reality bubble. It's all fake. And so the only thing real is what? Exercising, planning, the truth, speaking the truth, learning the truth, rightly dividing the word of truth, helping others find salvation, getting out of debt. Depression is a fake reality bubble. Yeah, everybody goes through it sometime, but you can't stay in that. And a lot of times depression is based on like a chemical imbalance or some medical condition most of the time. Because once you escape trauma bond from somebody, once you escape the trauma bond, you start to heal. You start to heal unless you go right back into it. Here's a fake reality bubble. People are in a marriage or dating somebody and they break up and they run straight to somebody else. That's a fake reality bubble. You don't need to do that. That's stupid. You need to know why you got in that other situation in the first place and figure out who you are by yourself, you know. The fake reality bubbles are unlimited and they're internal. So when you start to do some internal work, look at your triggers. What upsets you? What makes you mad? What causes you to overeat? What causes you to oversleep? Is it health problems? What is it that's keeping you from accomplishing your goals or setting new goals or setting new patterns? You know, addictions, fake reality bubble. That's just a pattern that you can stop. And if you say, I can't stop, that's a lie. That's a fake reality bubble. You can stop. You just don't want to. I don't care what it is. God, look, you're a human being. You're not a beast. You might have a beast body, but you're a human being. You can set new patterns. That's what this whole place is. It's about setting new patterns, creating new ways of viewing things. And you don't have to be stuck in anything. And look, somebody says, well, they have more advantage than me. They had it better than me. That's a lie, too. Okay, so even if they did, then you learn you learned more lessons than them because you've had to struggle to rise up through the trouble. They haven't. So you have more of an advantage than them because you know what reality is. They were protected. They were protected. Long story short, write down your triggers, write down your fears, write down your insecurities. They're all fake. They're all fake. It's all fake. It's all a mind game that you're playing on yourself. And other people might be trying to do it to you, but you can overcome it because those people don't matter. Are they living your life? No. Well, just rise above it. Beat the system. Who was it? Joyce Myers. She says the battle's in the mind in one of her books. I don't follow her, but I'm just saying when I was learning the Bible, I listened to every preacher under the sun. And I don't even think women should be preachers, but she had some good things to say. And so I took pieces of what they said, the Pentecostals, and I applied it. You know, without a vision, the people perish, okay? So I used to think, well, the vision board was a lie. Actually, the vision board is just doing what the Bible says. Without a vision, the people perish. Set a vision, set some patterns, set some goals, take little bitty steps, and go forward, one step at a time. Like, I'm going to have a hard time starting back with rideshare, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to do one ride. And if I don't like it, I'll just do one more ride. And then I'll probably go take a break. And then I'll say, well, that was fun. I made some money. Let me go do three or four more. You know, you just take one step at a time. If you have back pain, go talk to a chiropractor. If you have digestive pain, go listen to Dr. Berg and take some magnesium, see what happens. Your body will heal itself if it's not too far gone, you know. But whatever your lack is or your fear is, there's so much information online, just attack it. Let's say you have an ankle problem. Start studying, tape it up. Get some kinesiology tape and start studying stuff about your ankle or whatever your problem is. Start studying it. The biggest thing about health stuff is cut back sugar. And the biggest thing about psychological stuff is cut back people who are tormenting you. If there's somebody tormenting you, cut them off. Just cut them off. And if you can't cut them off completely, just reduce communication as far as you can. Figure it out. I want you to figure it out and come teach me, whatever it is. Figure out something and then come teach me. We got to rise above. If you're a saint, you're already seated in the heavenlies, and this dead demonic system, this dead demonic, notice money and monic, this demonic system is all fake. The Gentile system is a mockery of the Jewish system that the Old Testament God was teaching the Jewish people. So you got all the magician priest class creating these lies. If you're saved, you can see through it because you got the Holy Spirit. Do what you enjoy. Find whatever your hands find to do. Do it with all your might. For in the grave, there's no work. Go out and find something to do. And if it's, I don't care if it's flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, just go do it. Who cares? I don't care if it's digging ditches. I don't care if it's standing on the side of the road holding those flags. They hold the flag. You know, some people enjoy that work. I saw this one lady. I picked her up one day, and it was like late at night. I picked her up at the ABC store. She was 70 years old. I said, were you the cleaning crew? She says, no, I work there. I said, what? She said, yeah, I work. I said, full time? She said, yeah. 70 years old, working full time at the ABC store. Picking up boxes. Do you hear what I just said? Let me say it again. This 5'3", 70-year-old woman, couldn't hardly walk to the car, working at the ABC store, full time, 40 hours a week, a full-time job. Did you hear what I just said? Let me say it one more time. A 70-year-old lady I picked up, she works at the ABC store, second shift, pick her up late at night, and I said, why are you working at your age? She says, I gotta pay off my house. I'm trying to pay off my house. <laughs> 70 years old. So if you're 30 or 40 or 50 and listen to me, you have no excuse.